This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The president gets 4 more years, so what's next for the economy?
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and here is some of what President Obama said at his victory rally in Chicago last night.
You elected us to focus on your jobs, not ours. And in the coming weeks and months, I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties to meet the challenges we can only solve together. Reducing our deficit, reforming our tax code, fixing our immigration system, freeing ourselves from foreign oil. We've got more work to do.
Well, joining us now to talk about what the results of the election mean for the economy is Chris Lowe, chief economist with the brokerage FTN Financial. He's here with me in the studio. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so the president stays in office. The Democrats keep the Senate. The House stays with the Republicans. So what changes here?
Well, yeah, it doesn't feel like much changed, right? But they all come back now with the stamp of approval of the voters. And I think that's the key, is that we've had a reality check, and you come back in, and now you've got the same team, but they're re-energized.
The stamp of approval for what, though, economically?
Well, that's kind of interesting, too. I think maybe the big thing, because, of course, Romney ran on the economy. He was
right.
Going to fix it. And voters came out in the exit polls saying the economy is what they were thinking about when they voted. So my sense is people realize there are no easy fixes. It's going to have to be some kind of grand bargain on deficit, on taxes, and, you know, just keep grinding out the jobs.
Well, the first order of business is going to be dealing with the fiscal cliff, which comes up at the end of the year, this package of spending cuts and tax increases that Congress is going to have to do something about. So what happens with that?
Well, that's maybe one of the most interesting things with an Obama victory, because, again, the thinking was it's going to be tough to get Congress to work together. What they have to do, what we're hoping to see in the next couple of months, is a deal where they agree to do budget reform, they agree to do tax reform, and they agree to work on it over the next year, and then they postpone all these increases that are coming in at the same time. We're going to be watching that really closely. They have 16 days to work on it before the end of the year.
Do you see taxes going up then either way?
I think taxes probably will go up. That was one of the biggest differences between the two candidates. Romney saying no tax increases, but will sort of nip away at deductions. Obama saying, no, there have to be tax increases. And I think the voters that one, at least, the voters seem to approve of.
What about spending cuts, though? I mean, is President Obama, with his reelection here, going to be able to avoid deep spending cuts as part of any grand deal?
No, I think you will see spending cuts. Remember, Obama actually cut military spending this year the most of any president in the last 30 years or so. I think that's one place where he now can cut further.
Defense.
And in fact, that's what the sequestration is lined up to do. Those are the automatic cuts they agreed to as part of the debt ceiling last year. So I think there will be cuts, but it's not necessarily the cuts to social spending that you would have seen with a Romney victory.
Do you, Chris, see any major legislation coming? I mean, the last time President Obama was elected, we got the stimulus package, we got the health care reform bill, we got the Wall Street reform bill. Any big things coming down the pike, do you think?
No, I don't think so. And that's kind of what he ran on. We've done the big things. Now let's make sure they work and let's focus on the economy. So the big things now the biggest is going to be fixing the deficit. Can we do a 10-year deficit deal?
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in global trading this morning. Hong Kong up 0.7% right now, up 0.7% also in Frankfurt, 0.6% right now in London. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 133 points before we had the results of the election, closed at 13,245.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Well, health care has been a big issue in the presidential campaign. And now that President Obama has been reelected, implementation of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, shifts into high gear. From Marketplace's healthcare desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports now on what that means for business owners.
Something's got to give. That's how John McGowan sees it.
My concern is that healthcare premiums last year went up 38%.
McGowan, who runs the Philadelphia area business Gasbreaker, believes the Affordable Care Act has only increased his health costs.
I know that everybody is going to pay a lot more for it ultimately, or have something that is a lot less than what they've been used to here.
The Urban Institute's Linda Blumberg says McGowan's 38% premium spikes are becoming a thing of the past. That's because now, under the ACA, insurance companies must provide states with actuarial evidence for rates to increase by more than 10%.
So we should see a lot more stability year to year.
Of course, not all business owners are upset about Obamacare. Ken Weinstein runs two Philadelphia restaurants. He hopes the law will ultimately make insurance more affordable. Without that, Weinstein says his business is exposed.
Anytime an employee is not able to make it into work, we're absolutely scrambling. Or in the worst case scenario, we're working with less employees.
While opinions vary, John McGowan says no small business owner really knows what to expect.
To some extent, we're all a bit in the dark on exactly whether the promise of the affordable portion of this Health Care Act is going to be the reality.
I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And finally, last night was a big night on Twitter. And the word from the website BuzzFeed is that President Obama's late night tweet, which said simply, four more years, was retweeted more than any other tweet ever, more than 559,000 times so far. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.